from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm. Hopes are fading for El Nino to bring California a wet winter and ease our drought. Oh, we may still get one, but El Nino is just one factor in California's complex weather picture, a factor that has been a bit overblown. KQED science editor Craig Miller explains.
Out there, in the middle of the Pacific, is where California's weather takes shape. That's where the rain comes from. And when it doesn't come, hope often rides on a kind of folk hero.
I am El Nino.
For those of you who don't habla español, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Chris Farley's famously fact-challenged antics on Saturday Night Live proved, if nothing else, that an impressive mythology has sprung up around the Nino, but it seems that its reputation as a rainmaker for California has been greatly exaggerated. And some scientists say it's ripe for a little myth-busting.
Don't count on El Nino for anything.
That's Jay Lund, co-founder of the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis, figuratively pounding his fist at a recent drought briefing in Washington, D.C. At the time, forecasters were starting to back off early predictions of a strong El Nino forming by this fall. El Nino is one phase of what climate scientists call an oscillation, a set of ocean conditions that tends to shift back and forth. When the surface waters in the tropical Pacific are cooler, that's a neutral or La Nina phase. But when the usual trade winds that blow east to west across the ocean let up, surface waters warm up and the atmosphere picks up more moisture. That's El Nino. But
don't count on El Nino. Don't even look at the forecast if you're interested in drought.
Lund and others have plotted El Nino against actual California precipitation and found not much of a relationship. It turns out that only the strongest El Ninos have produced winters that were real super soakers in Northern California. Strongest meaning the times when ocean waters were the very warmest. And those events are rare.
That's right. El Ninos come in all sizes, small, medium, large.
That's Bill Patzert, a climatologist and El Nino watcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena.
During puny El Ninos, weak El Ninos, we've had some of the driest winters in the 20th century.
In fact, the last truly nasty drought in 1976-77, those were El Nino years. So how did this obsession get started?
That was what I'd call the Godzilla El Nino.
That was the winter of 1997-98, which brought roughly double the state's normal precipitation, triggered massive mudslides and flooding throughout California.
It was El Nino mania 24/7 that winter. The name, because of 97-98, makes reporters and water managers salivate, but that belies the fact. There are only few big El Ninos in every century.
The El Nino forecast for this winter is looking more gecko than Godzilla, with water only slightly warmer than normal. In fact, since the Godzilla winter 16 years ago, there really hasn't been anything to match it, partly because there are some wild cards in the deck. The ocean's a big place. There's lots going on out there, including another cycle known as the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, or PDO. It's like El Nino, but farther north and much more stable.
What this Pacific Decadal Oscillation, when it's in its route mode, it keeps the jet stream out of the west.
When that happens, the big winter storms tend to get detoured around California. The PDO has been stuck in this mode for the last 15 years.
Sometimes the negative PDO is what I call El Nino repellent.
The PDO is much less capricious than El Nino, though some see signs that it might be ready to make the big switch into its positive phase, which would encourage El Nino conditions. Patzert isn't so sure.
The PDO, or the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, is like a supertanker. It's very slow, and it takes a long time and a lot of momentum to switch direction.
But just as El Nino doesn't guarantee rain, the absence of one doesn't necessarily mean no rain.
Exactly.
Patzert says the stubborn ridge of high pressure that parked off the West Coast last winter and blocked incoming storms could give way this year for any number of reasons.
Don't cash in your 401k and invest in umbrellas. But if that ridge breaks down this winter, we could have one wet, cold storm after another making its way down the length of California, and that would certainly be sweet.
It would. But the El Niño legend lives on, even among some professional water managers. Even San Francisco's own legendary Mythbusters haven't quite gotten to the bottom of it. I wondered if the show's co-creator, Adam Savage, could explode this myth of El Niño as infallible rainmaker.
Ah, I always thought the myth was that El Niño meant that you could actually swim at Ocean Beach without a wetsuit.
Okay, no help there. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
And I'm Rachel Dornhelm. You can see a 60-year history of El Niño and hear more from scientist Bill Patzert on why this year's El Niño may be a mirage at kqed.org/science.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.